Shabbos Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. We are still carrying on Shabbos. Hamotzi Kupas HaRochlin. If somebody takes out a peddler's basket, these were peddlers who peddled perfumes in little tiny vials. Anybody who's ever had to buy from perfume knows that they are very expensive for a little teeny tiny bottle. And so they had small baskets they would carry these things in. Afal pi sheyesh ba minim harbe. Even though there are many different kinds of perfume vials and cosmetics in this one basket, Eino chayev el chatas achas. He's only chayev one chatas because he's chayev for taking out the basket full rather than chayev for taking out each other object. And we'll see more about this in Perek Yud in a little while. Zer onei gino. If somebody carries out garden seeds, pachos mikegro geras, then he is chayev for even less than the volume equivalent of a dried fig. We know that when it comes to things that are edible, normally the minimum quantity that we talk about is a grogres, a dried fig. But in this case, when it comes to these garden seeds, some of the mafarshim say that these are inedible seeds, then even if it's less than a grogres, you're going to be chayev. How much less? A discussion in the various rishonim about how much. Some say the equivalent of a kezias. Some say just a little bit less than a grogres. Either way, you're going to be chayav for a smaller amount. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Omer Chamisha, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says five, meaning if you carry out even five garden seeds, then you're going to be chayav, no matter whether or not it's approximately a grogress or not, but we don't paskin this way. Zera kishu in cucumber seeds, shnayim, then if you carry two of these seeds, because these are more valuable seeds, you're going to be chayav for even carrying two seeds. Zera deluin, gourd seeds, also shnayim. Zera pul hamitzri shnayim, Egyptian bean seeds, you're chayav for taking two, so they're very valuable, so they have a smaller minimum. And this one, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, the Chum, everybody agrees on this. Chagav, chai, a live locust that is tahar. We know that certain species of locusts are kosher, certain are not. So if you're carrying a live kosher locust, kol shehu, then any amount you are going to be chayav for, meaning any size. Small children apparently used to keep live locusts as pets, and so sometimes they used to have them around, so they have their pet locust. If you carry it out on Shabbos, you're chayav. But if it's mace, it's a dead kosher locust, then it's a foodstuff already. It's not a pet, it's dinner or snack. And kigrogres, again, a dried fig, like other edible things. You should do. And in fact, some people use this, some of the Rishonim use this as an opportunity to tell people to keep their kids only getting kosher locusts as pets and not non-kosher locusts. Because if the locust dies while the child is playing with it, maybe he's going to eat it. Or maybe you'll have it around. So you should only have a kosher pet locust. And that is the lesson of the day in our Mishnah. Tziporas kerumim, a bird of the vineyards. They were these kinds of birds that used to hang out on young palm trees. Meiri says it was a non-kosher bird. Other people say that this tziporas kerumim was just another name for a type of kosher locust. Bein chayo bein meso, whether it was alive or dead, kol shehu, any size. Shematzino salurfua, because it was stored away for medicinal purposes to increase people's mental capacity, according to the Gemara. Some people say, if it's the non-kosher bird, that they put this on the outside of the head, I suppose. Other people say, if it was a kosher locust, that you would eat it. Since it's worth a lot, because it's even a minute amount, is valuable, so any amount you're chai for carrying. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afa motzi chagav chai tame. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you take out a live non-kosher locust, kol shehu, that you're chayev for whatever size it is, because they keep it for kids to play with. I guess in the old country, kids did not exactly have a lot of expensive pets. And so people got them pet locusts. It was a fad, like the pet rock. People in the Gemara talk about this, whether they're worried that the kid's going to eat the dead locust, or according to Rabbi Huda's point, that you can give a non-kosher pet locust to your kid, it is because kids do not eat their dead pets, but instead they have a little ceremony, and they bury them with lamentation and great respect. And so as a result, you don't have to worry that they're going to eat it, but we don't possibly Rabbi Huda. Presumably that means that kids really do eat their dead pets, so if any of your children have a kosher locust, you should pass the word as to what they do the next time one of them dies. Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. We are still transferring things from one domain to another domain. We are still carrying, and we mentioned that you only bring a chatos if you carry the certain minimum. We also point out that sometimes the minimums are waived if people store things away for a different purpose and make it valuable that way. So Hamatznia, if somebody takes a seed and stores it away before Shabbos to put into safekeeping because they're going to need it later. Lezerah, they're going to need it to plant. Or ledugma, or as a sample to show other customers when he's going to make sales. Vilerafua, or for medicine, for a cure of something. And then he forgot why he put it away, Botzio b'Shabbos, and he picked it up and he carried it around. He forgot that he had in mind that he was going to save it for something, and he said, ah, there's a seed here, I'm going to lose it, I'm going to bring it over to my storehouse. So he decides to carry it as an intentional transfer, chayiv b'kolshu. He's chayiv for any amount, because by storing it away, he showed that he had a kavana for this item. Even if he forgot the kavana, the kavana still remains, and he's not allowed to carry it around on Shabbos. V'chol adam eino chayiv olav elokish yuro, but other people who did not store it away before Shabbos like him, they're not going to chayiv unless it's going to be the shear that we mentioned in previous Mishnayos, the little bit under a grogress or the kezias or whatever it is that you're chayiv for carrying around seeds, unless it's the more valuable seeds where two seeds would be enough, as we saw previously. Chazar v'ichniso, if the person who stored it away then picked it up, carried it out, and then remembered that he had meant to store it away for medicine, and turned around and brought it right back in. So he brought it from Rosh HaRabim, now into Rosh HaYochid, Eino Chayev Ela B'Shiyur Kishiyuro, he's not Chayev except for the minimum amount, because he decided against planting it, and he reminded himself of his original intention, and then changed his mind, said, I'm not going to use it for what I had in mind at the beginning. So then it is no longer considered a stored, valuable, minute amount. So again, what we're talking about is that the guy originally had an intent to use it to plant. Then he carried it outside, forgot completely. Then he found it in his pocket and said, I was going to plant this. And said, ah, I don't want to plant it anyway. Then brings it into Rosh HaYochid. Then he's only going to be chayiv if it's the shear. On the other hand, if he still had in mind his original intent, then he'd be chayiv even for the smallest amount.